Well, next to pesticides in our drinking water, Ishgairin has found chemicals used to kill slugs and weeds in 22 public water supplies. And today it wants to remind people to be mindful if they're using chemical sprays near water sources. Gareth O'Brien, Acid Strategy Technical Lead from Ishgairin, is on the line now. Gareth, in 2024, the amount of pesticides breaking allowed levels in 22 water supplies was 66. The previous year it was 52. Why has it gone up?
Thanks for having me on your show. Firstly, just on behalf of Ishgairin and the National Pesticide and Drinking Water Action Group, which is chaired by the Department of Agriculture, we'd like to acknowledge the great progress being made. We've seen a significant reduction since the group was set up in 2017 and 2018, 50% reduction. Which is great to see, and that's down to the great work down the ground, raising awareness and by people who use pesticides being considered and can take consideration when they're using their pesticides. There has been a slight increase in 2024, which is unfortunate. However, any exceedances that we do have, we report it to the HSE.
But do we know why?
Why there's exceedances?
Why has it gone up?
Oh, why the numbers gone up? Well, there's a number of factors. It could be down to the changing weather patterns we had from in 2023 or 2024. There was warmer, drier weather in October, November, and as a result, there might be more plant growth as well during that period. So that could have resulted in more pesticide uses.
So 22 water supplies impacted. How many people were impacted?
Well, the number of people that have been impacted of those water supplies is three that we have. Whenever there is a number of exceedances, we report it to the HSE, and the exceedance that detection limit that we're getting does not represent a risk to human health. It's the one most important thing. If that it's undesirable in the water supply, what we're detecting,
but do people know at the time that the detection happens that they're drinking water with elevated levels of pesticides in it?
Well, we report it to the HSE, and then if there is actually any concerns, we would then also the EPA might put it on an action list as well, and remedial action list, which we need to implement localized targeted interventions, which include underground engagement with stakeholders and people who use pesticides as well through these catchment focus groups. So the three areas that we mentioned in press release there for Hackettstown, for Newcastle West and for Greenmount, they supply approximately 12,000 people. However, the levels we are detecting doesn't represent a risk to human health whatsoever. And it's, I think the levels that we are detecting is it's 7,000 times below what is recommended through the WHO.
So how can this be made better then?
Well, we're just having this campaign here. We're just reaching out to any pesticide users whenever they're thinking, especially with the good weather that we're having right now, is just whenever they're working in the garden, it's just really only to spray when necessary. Do you have to spray it at all? Consider alternatives. And if you do need to use pesticides, consider your local watercourses, your drains, and ensure that sufficient buffer is put in place.
Is it just people working in their gardens?
Or no.
Is it agriculture as well?
It's reaching out to all pesticide users. So again, that would be agriculture, that would be greenkeepers on golf courses, it would be amenity users, it would be people in the garden as well. Anyone who is using professionally, such as through agriculture, to seek advice from their agriculture advisor. There's great resources there from Chagas and also from the Department of Agriculture on their website as well. And just be mindful of whenever you're using pesticides, just to ensure that there's a sufficient buffer with watercourses. Because the message we'd like to get out there is that one drop of pesticide that enters a watercourse can lead to an exceedance in a drinking water plant up to 30 kilometers away. And that just shows that it's really important that people are mindful of when they're using pesticides of the water sources and potential impact.
And so even, for instance, if it's been sprayed around an estate in an urban area, can that have an impact?
Yes, it can indeed. It can indeed. So if it's been sprayed in an urban area, whenever people might be spraying it there, it can be run off into a drain, and a lot of our drains would lead into water courses as well, and then potentially impact the water treatment plant downstream of that.
Gareth O'Brien from Ishgairin, thanks for joining us this afternoon.